Second part of the second part. Question 124. Martyrdom. Article 2. Whether martyrdom is an act of fortitude. It belongs to fortitude to strengthen man in the good of virtue, especially against dangers, and chiefly against dangers of death, and most of all against those that occur in battle. Now it is evident that in martyrdom man is firmly strengthened in the good of virtue, since he cleaves to faith and justice, notwithstanding the threatening danger of death, the imminence of which is moreover due to a kind of particular contest with his persecutors. Hence St. Cyprian says in a sermon, "The crowd of onlookers wondered to see an unearthly battle, and Christ's servants fighting erect, undaunted in speech, with souls unmoved and strength divine." Wherefore it is evident that martyrdom is an act of fortitude, for which reason the Church reads in the office of martyrs, "They became valiant in battle." First objection. It seems that martyrdom is not an act of fortitude, for the Greek word martyr signifies a witness, and witness is born to the faith, according to Acts 1:8, "You shall be witnesses unto me," etc. And St. Maximus says in a sermon, "The mother of martyrs is the Catholic faith which those glorious warriors have sealed with their blood." Therefore, martyrdom is an act of faith rather than of fortitude. Reply to the first objection. Two things must be considered in the act of fortitude. One is the good wherein the brave man is strengthened, and this is the end of fortitude. The other is the firmness itself, whereby a man does not yield to the contraries that hinder him from achieving that good. And in this consists the essence of fortitude. Now, just as civic fortitude strengthens a man's mind in human justice, for the safeguarding of which he braves the danger of death, so gratuitous fortitude strengthens man's soul in the good of divine justice, which is through faith in Christ Jesus, according to Romans 3:22. Thus, martyrdom is related to faith as the end in which one is strengthened, but to fortitude as the eliciting habit. Second objection. A praiseworthy act belongs chiefly to the virtue which inclines thereto, is manifested thereby, and without which the act avails nothing. Now charity is the chief incentive to martyrdom. St. Maximus says in a sermon, "The charity of Christ is victorious in his martyrs." Again, the greatest proof of charity lies in the act of martyrdom, according to John 15:13, "Greater love than this no man hath, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Moreover, without charity, martyrdom avails nothing, according to 1 Corinthians 13:3, "If I should deliver my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." Therefore, martyrdom is an act of charity rather than of fortitude. Reply to the second objection. Charity inclines one to the act of martyrdom as its first and chief motive cause, being the virtue commanding it, whereas fortitude inclines thereto as being its proper motive cause, being the virtue that elicits it. Hence, martyrdom is an act of charity as commanding, and of fortitude as eliciting. For this reason also it manifests both virtues. It is due to charity that it is meritorious, like any other act of virtue, and for this reason it avails not without charity. Third objection. St. Augustine says, "It is easy to honor a martyr by singing his praises, but it is a great thing to imitate his faith and patience." Now that which calls chiefly for praise in a virtuous act is the virtue of which it is the act. Therefore martyrdom is an act of patience rather than of fortitude. Reply to the third objection. The chief act of fortitude is endurance. To this, and not to its secondary act, which is aggression, martyrdom belongs. And since patience serves fortitude on the part of its chief act, namely endurance, hence it is that martyrs are also praised for their patience. Article 3. Whether martyrdom is an act of the greatest perfection. We may speak of an act of virtue in two ways. First, with regard to the species of that act, as compared to the virtue proximately eliciting it. In this way, martyrdom, which consists in the due endurance of death, cannot be the most perfect of virtuous acts, because endurance of death is not praiseworthy in itself, but only in so far as it is directed to some good consisting in an act of virtue, such as faith or the love of God, so that this act of virtue, being the end, is better. But a virtuous act may be considered in another way, in comparison with its first motive cause, which is the love of charity. And it is in this respect that an act comes to belong to the perfection of life, since, as the Apostle says in Colossians 3:14, that charity is the bond of perfection. Now, of all virtuous acts, martyrdom is the greatest proof of the perfection of charity, since a man's love for a thing is proved to be so much the greater, according as that which he despises for its sake is more dear to him, or that which he chooses to suffer for its sake is more odious. But it is evident that of all the goods of the present life, man loves life itself most, and on the other hand, he hates death more than anything, especially when it is accompanied by the pains of bodily torment, from fear of which even dumb animals refrain from the greatest pleasures, as St. Augustine observes. And from this point of view, it is clear that martyrdom is the most perfect of human acts in respect of its genus, as being the sign of the greatest charity. According to John 15:13, greater love than this no man hath, that a man lay down his life for his friends.